You are now listening to the Slaw Offices of Russo, Russo, and Peretti.
Yo, and welcome to another episode of Late Night Live with the Slaw Office. As always, I'm your host, Robbie Russo, alongside my co-host.
What's happening?
Kyle Russo. Well, Kyle, man, it's been about 5 days. We've watched Alabama slaughter Ohio State in the college football national championship game. I don't even know what else we did. It wasn't a real busy.
Enough touching on that.
Yeah,
that's enough touching on Bama.
So. It wasn't a. Yeah, I know, right? I mean, let's go. Anyways, it wasn't a huge game-wise weekend. It wasn't a huge game weekend. However, there was a lot that went down. Some stuff we're going to cover tonight. Obviously, the McDonald's sponsored James Harden. Dealt in a huge four-team trade deal. We're going to touch a little bit about that. If Harden's departure from Houston is going to be better for Houston, be better for Brooklyn, Indiana, or even Cleveland, so on and so forth. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the rookies impacted on the NFL. Your boy, Justin Jefferson, along with my rookie MVP or rookie of the year pick, Justin Herbert. Plus a couple other ones that made some impacts. We're just going to touch on that real quick. We're also going to talk about your Jacksonville Jaguars.
I do like the Jags. I do like them.
Picking their new head coach for this year, right? Urban Meyer. We'll touch on that. We'll see. We'll get our thoughts. And then we're going to talk about the NFL. We're going to talk about the weekend. It's playoff weekend. It's the divisional round. 6 games. We're going to bring in a special guest here in just a second. Good buddy of ours. He's actually family. But he knows a little bit about a little bit. And when it comes to sports and making certain picks for certain games. We're going to bring you in just a second, talk to you about that. What I'm going to do first and foremost, I'm going to share the screen with us, Kyle. We're going to talk about the playoff games that are here, obviously, for this weekend. Cleveland and Kansas City, Baltimore and Buffalo, the Rams upsetting Seattle, going to go to Lambeau to play Green Bay, Tampa Bay and New Orleans in the battle. We're going to touch on that. So, first of all, let's see. I think we got Dwight in the house, a.k.a. Beast Mode, a.k.a. D-Money, a.k.a. the guru of all gurus. Let's see if we can get him in here. Dwight.
Yo,
yes, sir.
The pick master.
How are we doing?
Hey, man, how are we doing, man? How you doing today?
I'm lovely. Appreciate you two having me on.
Absolutely.
That's it, man. Look, big weekend this weekend. Wild card weekend. I keep wanting to say it just flows off the tongue. Don't worry about me. Divisional round of the NFL playoffs. We got a couple games.
Big money weekend.
Could it be a big money weekend?
Yes, by far. A lot of upsets.
He's got it.
A lot of upsets.
I want to put a ticket in. Listen to him.
Let's start off and talk a little bit about, first of all, Kyle's Cleveland Browns beating the Steelers and Kansas City. We're going to go straight up on this game. I mean, Kyle, who do you think is going to win this one? It's the Baker. It's the Mayfield versus Mahomes rematch from.
Texas Tech,
Oklahoma years. Yeah.
I saw some stats on that too, man. I think Mahomes had like 700 yards passing. Mayfield had 600 in that game. Yeah, ridiculous. It's not going to be anywhere near that this time around.
For Baker.
Chiefs are going to win. All right, Chiefs are going to win.
Yeah,
but I think it's going to be a lot closer. The Chiefs have struggled, man. The Chiefs have their last what 4 or 5 games have been all single digit wins.
Sure.
It's been a little tighter for them.
Right.
I still like the Chiefs, obviously. They're my Super Bowl pick for the AFC. But I end with the Cleveland Browns and my run with them. It was a good one though.
So I got the Chiefs winning. Now, I got the Chiefs winning the game. I don't have them winning by a lot. Here's the deal.
Yeah.
We're going to, Dwight, I'm going to talk to you about it. I'm going to bring up Kansas City right now with a 10-point favorite, right?
Yes.
Kansas City's 10 points. So you get, so if you're watching, you're listening, who do you take in this? Do you take Cleveland plus 10 or do you take Kansas City?
I'm taking Cleveland plus 10.
Cleveland.
A lot of upsets. Cleveland, the Cinderella story is not over. Cleveland is going to upset. They got something to prove. Kansas City got a lot of hurt players. I mean, I don't know. I don't see Mahomes pulling it out again this year.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, that's the first.
And I love Cleveland too. I really like Cleveland and where they're at. But
you've been high on Cleveland for a good bit now.
It's an evening game. Weather isn't looking.
It's an Arrowhead.
It is an Arrowhead, but weather is still looking promising. Baker loves to run. Upset City, I'm calling it.
I mean, they have every tool in the box to do it. I mean, they've got the best run game in the league.
Right.
When you get Chubb and Kareem Hunt rolling, man. I mean, it
by far.
You could honestly put anybody under center and just make some easy passes to some pretty good weapons he's got. Anyways.
Go ahead.
I was just saying I could see it happening. I mean, you know, the Raiders beat the Chiefs this year, so when they were at full health. So I mean, whatever.
I mean, I read something earlier today, having like a little hamstring injury. They are saying he is going to play, which that's going to open up two tight end threats. I mean, once you can spread the field like that, nobody can stop that.
Right.
And that's exactly what they did last week to Pittsburgh. So.
Yep.
Well, I mean, other than Pittsburgh shitting the bed in the first quarter and the turnovers, the pick six, stuff like that. I mean, when you jump out to a 28-0 lead, I mean.
Yeah, it's tough because Baker only had like 78. What is it? I'm looking at it now 78. Yeah, 78 yards passing at that time. Yeah, so I mean, it wasn't like Baker was doing. I mean, really, it's. I mean, he threw a 7-yard slant to Jarvis, and he housed it. And then, I mean, your run game was spectacular, like it's always been this year and last year, honestly.
So,
well, both of your running backs in the backfield healthy like that.
Oof. Right.
Oof. Yeah. Yep.
Kind of hard to stop that.
Yeah, they're built for the playoffs.
So Dwight takes Cleveland to the points. We both pick Kansas City. As far as I mean, I'm not a big on the betting guy side, but I mean, I could see, like I said, I could see Cleveland keeping it within 10. So just keep your eyes on that. Keep your eyes on the line.
Absolutely, I see
right before game time.
I agree.
Staying in the AFC, Baltimore, which we touched on Monday night because that's Kyle's team right now with their swagger is through the roof.
No, don't put that out there. Anyway. I like the way they got their get back. I like the way they got their get back. That's what I like about Baltimore.
We understand what era you grew up in playing ball. Obviously, you were probably, you know, you probably had the sleeves and the dark visors. You alone on the field.
If you can't, through
the pads.
I mean, dude, my jersey wouldn't even touch my waist. Okay, nowadays y'all roll them up and do all this.
Well,
mine was a natural crop top. My jersey was from the 80s. Okay, so I didn't play in the 80s. Let's not get it twisted. But that's pretty much where my jersey comes from. You know, I come from a small town school, and we didn't have much of, you know. Much in the line. Now these guys are wearing Under Armour and Adidas. And oh, I mean, even in high school, I'm sitting there thinking, holy crap. Yeah, but anyway,
some places.
So Kyle swagged out Baltimore Ravens. They're going to go to, they're traveling to Buffalo.
Yep.
To play the Buffalo Bills. Now, obviously, the weather shouldn't be a factor. Both of these are up north teams. Obviously, you're not going to get much of a home field advantage because you're at capacity with COVID. As far as the line on this, it's Buffalo
2.5.
They got a close one.
Lamar had an absolutely outstanding game on the ground, which is not surprising. And he was mediocre at best through the air, which is, you know, I don't have a hatred for him, but you know how I feel about
it. Which isn't surprising either, though.
So. No, that's just what he does. But anyways, I got Buffalo. I'm taking Buffalo minus the 2.5. So I'm going with Buffalo to win by at least 10, maybe two scores, something like that. So.
Okay.
Kyle?
All right. And now I'm going to sound like I love the Ravens, but I got the Ravens, man.
We know you got the Ravens, dude.
I picked them to lose last week.
Yeah, but you've got so many teams in this playoff. It's ridiculous.
But no. The Ravens aren't my team, but I like the way.
But you picked the Browns to lose.
Yes, gotcha. I did. The Saints are my team, all right? But I like the Ravens in this. Like I said last week, whoever was going to be less one-dimensional was going to win, and that was wrong because the Ravens were way more one-dimensional than the Titans were. I like the Ravens because of the way the Bills looked last week against Indianapolis on the run. Mm-hmm. It was pathetic.
Right.
They gave up a ton of yards, and I'm not sold on Josh Allen. Is it me? I'm the only one here that's not sold on Josh Allen.
You're definitely the only one. I mean,
I'm not sold on him.
There's something right there.
I'm just not on him.
Football isn't just third.
How well did he play in the playoffs? How well did he play?
What playoffs?
Last week, the wild card round.
He's only played what one playoff game.
How well did he play?
I mean, I'm pretty sure he showed out last week.
Dude, he's always playing. The dude is up there for MVP. Now he's a top five finalist in my opinion for MVP. He's not going to be the MVP. That's discount double check.
At this point, yeah.
I mean, but the dude's there. He's up there.
All right, I like the Ravens. I do like the Ravens. Okay. And I like the under in this one because I've got they got the over under set at 49.5. I like the under on this one. And I like the Ravens holding onto the ball, smash mouth, and just taking control. I know the Bills have a hell of a pass defense.
Right.
Hell of a one. I mean, I like the Ravens. I like the Ravens controlling the clock, getting the Bills off the field, getting the Bills in third and longs. And I think the Ravens are a little more veteran team, and they're out for blood, man.
Okay.
Especially after the way last year ended.
Dwight. Buffalo -2.5 or Baltimore?
I'm gonna have to agree to disagree with my man right here. I mean, I do feel controlling the clock will be a huge factor, but I think it's more so Josh Allen and the Stephon Diggs show controlling the clock, easily going down the field. I do like the under at 49.5, but that's more so, like I said, because the clock's gonna be controlled. But
sure.
In my fantasy playoff team, which I'm pretty sure we're going to touch on a little bit later, I got Buffalo running it. So I don't want to be too biased, but at the same time, I'm a huge Josh Allen fan. The man is a traditional quarterback. He's getting it done. The days of running is going to be over.
It is, but I think, you know, Josh Allen, in my opinion, and this is just that he can run the ball if he needs to. Now he's not going to pull up and he's not a Lamar Jackson. Right.
Yeah.
But he is a threat.
He is a threat.
I don't know. I don't know who, like, it's hard to compare him. He's not a Steve Young. Obviously Steve Young was a little more mobile because he's huge. Josh Allen's a big old dude, but anyways.
Yes.
All right. So let's switch gears. LA comes out. Jalen Ramsey goes on Ramsey Island or whatever he wants to call it. Seattle, Russell Wilson, like we talked about, pretty much played one of the worst games of the year for him. So the Rams beat Seattle. Now they go to Green Bay.
Russ didn't cook.
Yeah. Green Bay's favored by a touchdown, by 7 right now. So I'm taking Green Bay all day. Aaron Rodgers, I get it. Jalen Ramsey's there, but it's not just Davante Adams. Valdes-Scantling can just run up and down the field all day, every day. Yeah. He's got enough speed, and it's Aaron Rodgers. So, Kyle, what do you got?
Oh yeah, I've got Aaron Rodgers. I got the pack. More so because you get the Rams and in cold weather with golf with a broken finger. Was it now 21 right. days off of broken surgery for that on that thumb? That's going to be tough in that cold weather in Lambeau. I don't think he's going to have much mobility in it. Their backup isn't going to be available because his neck injury, I don't believe at least. And I got the pack not rolling, because I think the Rams defense will keep them in this game exactly how they kept them in the game last week. And let's be real, the Rams defense and their run game with Cam Akers won them that game. So they can kind of have that same model. True. But if they're gonna win, their defense is gonna have to come up with a points. Not just turnovers. Their defense is going to have to come up with points. Yeah. I think it's going to be very hard for Goff in that offense, but to get it done through the air. But I think they can get something going on the ground with Cam Akers.
What you got, D?
I got to disagree with you, bro. I'm sorry. It's going to be a complete upset. That Cinderella story is done.
Yeah.
Time for the Rams to go home.
Yeah,
Goff's got a hurt hand. They have no backup quarterback. They have no Cup. I mean, well, he's questionable with the knee, but he's not going to play. They're missing their middle linebacker. I mean, that's a wrap.
Yeah, no.
Discount double check is going to show up.
Yeah, we all three picked the Pack then.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, but we picked the Pack. But I mean, are you okay with the Pack and the minus
pack,
seven?
Yeah, the Pack covers that.
I'm with it too. So
I'm saying if it's at least going to be a 13 point spread difference.
So a clean sweep for the Pack.
Yeah. Yes.
Last game. I love this game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Me too.
It was our thumbnail.
Honestly, I mean,
what a way to finish off Sunday playoff football.
Yeah.
Saints are favored by 3. But honestly, you can make your picks on it. I don't even care. Like, this is other than, which is something we've never got, was a Breeze Brady Super Bowl, which,
yeah,
just, well, let's blame the Saints. They're never going to get there when Tom Brady gets there. So, this is what we as sports fans want to see. Now, in my opinion, it's probably 5 years too late.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm looking for a heck of a game. I called the Saints to lose last week. I was wrong. I don't want to make that mistake again.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got the Bucs winning this one.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's going to depend on Mike Evans. Mike Evans is a huge thing, yeah, like, no, to me. Doesn't. Like, it just,
it doesn't depend on Mike Evans.
It does. His health, if he's 100% healthy
now. The last five times the Saints and Bucks have played between that matchup,
Lattimore
has been Mr. Lockdown, Mr. Padlock. All right. That's what he's been. That's what he's been.
Mm-hmm. Very true. Very true.
Antonio Brown, like you said last week, is coming into his own. Yeah. I hate the guy personally.
I really think this is a coming out weekend for him.
Antonio Brown, Chris Godwin.
And Evans?
Lattimore can't cover all three, bud.
Yeah, that's why you got Jackrabbit, and that's why you got CD Deuce. Mr. Live in your head if you're a wide receiver. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. Take a swing, bud. Take a swing. You're gone, bro. You're out of here. Take a swing.
Oh, my.
Go for it.
Absolute obsession for the Saints and LSU make me want to open my mouth and swallow it twice.
Can we make some side bets on this game?
I think we're gonna have to, but we'll see.
Yeah.
So, anyways,
just have to see.
I got Tampa plus 3. I got Tampa and the points. Give me the points. Give me Tampa. It's Brady in the playoffs.
The GOAT.
Don't.
Yep.
I don't care.
Yeah. You can't sleep on him, man. Yeah. You can't sleep on him.
It's Tommy terrific.
Yeah.
I feel like I hate the guy as well.
Because you're trying to take that melatonin and throw it out.
You're trying to convince me on this. I feel like you're trying to convince me. But guess what? But guess what? Here, I'm gonna break some things down for you, okay, right? I just broke it down for you. The Breeze, Kamara, yep. Thomas.
I know.
They played before the wild card weekend, played a combined
70 like, some snaps, we know.
70 yep. snaps.
That's all they talked about. Less than 10 quarters. Give me something that they all don't right. talk about on TV hey, before it changed.
Now, this is now you have. Now give you me have. A real stat. All right. So now you have, like, uh-huh. like we just talked about, you have their three receivers: Godwin, Evans, Antonio Brown.
Sure.
And I've given you the three locks on all three of those guys.
Dude, you've given me one loss.
Listen.
You're not going to sit here and tell me.
You really think Jack Rabbit really thinks the same thing?
Can I finish? Thank you. Thank you. Okay. The Saints are getting back the tied for second sack leader, Trey Hendrickson. He'll be back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Their defense is flying around.
Sure.
All right. With all that said, I've got Tampa Bay winning this game.
Oh.
I have Tampa Bay's D-line taking control. The Saints have had issues in the past, in the present, not being able to block good fronts and keep Drew upright. I didn't like what I saw last week. I called it last week. They ended up pulling away a little bit further than I thought they would, final score. But I don't like the way the Saints start out games. I don't like it against good fronts. And I don't trust it if we can't keep Drew off his back or backpelling, because those ribs are hurting him. He doesn't have the arm strength that he had even last year before the injury or even after injury. I mean, I feel like this is a more severe injury to him as far as velocity and how far he could throw the football with those ribs. Now, and then on the other hand, you have Kamara, and I've been saying it for years. You have got to get another back out the backfield with him. Yeah, I know they have Latavius Murray, but his legs look heavy at the end of every year.
Sure.
Every year. And I really do like the way that you're getting Ronald Jones back. Fournette ran a little bit harder. And I think that's their key to winning the game. I think Tom Brady's, he's going to check it down. He's going to hit guys at 5 to 7 yards.
He's still got a tight end.
That's what I'm saying. He's going to hit.
He's still got Gronk.
Listen. It's going to be lockdown. See, it's going to be padlock on those three guys. All those three receivers are going to be padlock. Uh-huh. But I'm telling you, they're going to be able to run the football and run it effectively. And Tom's going to eat over the middle. And Tom's going to do what he does. And I think it's going to be a very close game that Tampa's going to pull out the end, possibly kicking a field goal, or they're just going to be able to sit on the ball and not have to score. I hate to say it, but the Saints have ripped the referees and the Saints have ripped my heart out for like the last 3 to 4 years. So it is what it is. With all that said, Tampa's going to win this game in the dome, and I'm probably going to have to take all this Jim Beam shots and all this other stuff to let it go.
No, you're completely disregarding the Saints defense as far as the front seven. Dude,
they have an awesome front seven. They're the best defense in the league. But here's the thing. It's hard to beat a team three times. And I think the Brady factor of being able to keep the defense in the front seven off of pinning their ears back and just coming after them and getting them. I think he's really going to make the difference. I know he didn't make much of a difference at all this year in those games, but I think he's going to be able to neutralize the Saints pass rush to the point where they're not going to get to him as well. You got Fournette running well, which I didn't think he was going to run well all year after seeing how he was the first couple games this year. And then Ronald Jones has been running like an animal all year,
When he's healthy, that's right.
When he's healthy. And he's coming back. It's playoff, divisional round. They know what's up for grabs. The Saints know what's up for grabs.
Yeah.
I just think, and I've seen it enough with the Saints. I've seen enough in the wild card round. They trend. They always trend, all right? And now they could win this game easily, but I think Tampa's going to win it. If you're asking me, none of you thought I was going to say this, but if you're asking me personally, I don't have a good feeling about this game. I mean,
listen, at the end of the day, dude, you've picked with your head, not with your heart. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I just don't feel good about it. I don't feel good about it. And I picked with my head this whole time. You just don't like it. You don't like that I got the Ravens. Was it the Ravens team? Now what?
I'm just not.
Era did he play in?
I'm not sold on Lamar Jackson. I don't care. They gave him an MVP.
No, I agree too. I'm not sold on him. I think they're just going to be able to run the football and control. In playoffs, that's all you have to do, bro. In playoffs, if you can control the run in the line of scrimmage, you're going to 98% of the time, you're going to win the football game. Unless you have Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. D, it's on you. Who do you got, man?
I mean,
follow that up.
I mean, that was a lot.
I mean, do you have three locks on the secondary, which only diehard Saints fans and some really good, NFL fans are going to know who these other two remotely distant locks are that
remotely jet. So Janoris Jenkins is remotely just unknown. He's old enough to lock you down. That's how old he is.
And he's old enough to get hurt.
He's 38.
He's old.
He's old?
He's not going to make it, dude. It doesn't matter.
I'm telling you, bro.
He plays first and thirds.
Who you got, D? Talk to us.
I mean, we've all seen what happened when the GOAT gets in the playoffs. The guy shows up. He knows how to win games, hands down. Tampa Bay not only smashes this game, I feel like they're going to destroy, obviously, the line. If I'm correct, it was 52. Yeah. So if the Saints figure out a way to stop Evans, Godwin, and Brown, like you were just saying, Kyle, they're not going to stop the run game. And you got Jones running like he's trying to keep his job. You got Fournette trying to prove a point that he wants the job.
Right.
I mean, the GOAT just has to hand it off. And, oh, by the way, we still got Big Boy at a tight end. So, sorry, Saints fans.
I don't think they're going to run straight through the Saints, but I think they're going to be effective on the ground.
They're going to spread it out so much to the point to where your front seven is – I mean, they're going to be lost. They're going to be lost. They're going to bite so much on the plate.
I
don't
want to say lost, but I think Tom's going to be able to go right over their head, maybe hit on a draw play, hit on a power, hit on a slant. I mean, they're going to be doing a lot of different things. I don't think they're going to just gouge the Saints, but I think they're going to be successful. No one's gouged the Saints all year.
Mark my word, you're going to get a run, a play action, because your secondary is going to play off that so much into the house.
So we'll see. So it's a sweep on that as well, though, right?
It's a sweep of that, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So we're going to stay in the NFL real quick. Before we go, we got a couple things on the NFL we're going to talk about.
Coach Urban.
We're going to talk about Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer just signed a head coaching deal with your Jacksonville Jaguars. They're yours anyway. I don't care how much of a Saints fan. When you go to Jaguars games and you invite me, you know, whatever. You're a Jags fan.
When you live in the city, I mean
I've lived in certain
cities. In Rome.
It doesn't matter. So let's talk a little bit about this. I want we're gonna keep Dwight on to run through the NFL, and then we're going to let him talk about rookies. And then if he wants to stay and talk about Harden, he can stay and talk about Harden. Yeah. But let's talk about
– make it a whole show.
Urban Meyer. Going to the NFL. Dwight, what do you make about this? Honestly, you live in Florida. You know, I don't know how much – I don't really see a whole lot of – you know. What do you think about Urban Meyer going to the NFL with Trevor Lawrence?
I mean,
if they don't have the first overall pick, I'll ask you this. I'll ask this to both of you. If they don't have the first overall pick in the draft for Trevor Lawrence, does Urban Meyer go to Jacksonville?
Mm-mm.
No.
Not a shot.
So it's almost like a twofer.
He even said that in his press conference today. He wouldn't have come here if he didn't think he could win here.
Correct.
Which basically is sugarcoating the fact of him.
It's Coach Speak, but
yeah, saying, well, if we didn't have the number one pick for a good quarterback, then I'm out. I'm not going to run. I'm not running the NFL.
Are we arguing that, though? Like, I mean, would you go to the Jags if they didn't have the number one pick a quarterback?
You're going to pay me that much money, I'll go anywhere you want, baby.
You got a damn good point right there.
I mean, you can put me with the Jets, the Giants. It don't matter, dude.
You can put me with the little Giants. I don't know. The Bad News Bears. I don't care.
That's it, baby. You're going to pay me that amount of money, then by all means.
Exactly.
Dwight, what you think about it, dude? I mean, is it a smart move for Urban? Is it a smart move for the Jaguars? Or, like, I mean, who wins this? I mean, who wins?
I think both sides win. I mean, it's a smart move for Coach. It's a smart move for Jags.
Sure.
I mean, Kyle, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the Jaguars have, 11 picks in the first three rounds or four rounds?
No, it's like four or five. It's like four or five picks in the top, 40 or 45.
Yeah, they've got a lot of picks early.
And with 100 million. Yeah, like over 100 million in cap space as well.
Yeah. So, I mean – I think personally they're going to make some moves, pick up some actual some vets. Number one overall quarterback coming in. I mean, hands down. And plus, he's going to be able to run the team like he wants to. So I think it's a good move, personally.
God, what
I think? I can honestly say I'll go get some season tickets because I know they'll be cheap.
Oh, it's the best time to buy season tickets. Losing franchises. I know it all too well.
Yeah, right.
Anyways, Kyle, what you think about it, man? What do you think about your Jaguars hiring everybody?
I hate this move.
Okay.
I absolutely hate it. I hate it. He's gonna be gone. He's gonna be gone in 3 to 6 years. He's gonna be on the sideline when he has a losing record, and he's gonna be holding his head. He's gonna find every reason to get out.
Well, you know what?
Maybe not as soon because he does have a good relationship with Shad Khan. So I don't think he's just gonna ship him up the creek. I don't see it though, man. Look at who he's hired so far. He's got the what was it? The guy from Texas is direct
Coach Strong.
No. Yeah, director of player personnel over there. That's who he had, who he brought in, and he's bringing in Charlie Strong. He's brought in two or three more guys from the college level. I mean, I'm just not seeing it. I'm not seeing it.
Right.
You have nobody that's proven. You're bringing in a rookie quarterback. You're unproven in the NFL. I don't see it, man. The Jags are the youngest roster and have been the youngest roster in the league for the past 5 years. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of overhaul that you're going to do. Yes, you have a nice running back in James Robinson. I don't believe you have a number one receiver. DJ Chark's a very nice number two receiver. We still have to see what we have in Laviska Shenault. He's a good player, but we don't know. Is he a number two? Is he going to drop down? Is he a number three? I don't know. No one knows. Jags need a number one receiver. The Jags need a whole hell of a lot on defense. I'll tell you that right now. And the best way to do it is, in my opinion, is to go through free agency. I say, if I'm a GM, I build my team, my offense through the draft. I might get a edge rusher through the draft, but I'm mainly building through free agency if I'm in the Jaguars position right now. Here's also the other thing. They're going to give full reins to Urban.
Yep.
They've already hired him without a GM.
Sure.
Okay. So he's already
a Bill O'Brien type of thing.
Exactly. So it is catastrophe waiting to happen. And I get it. He's done it on the college level three or four times. I get it. But here's the thing. Here's the difference. The difference between this is he can't just go and get and have a class of 28 scholarships and get 11 five stars and the rest four stars and say, hey, let's run it. Let's go.
So
this is a lot different. You're not just going to be able to get,
you know,
get a five star DN, a five star tackle, a five star runner, two five star running backs, a five star quarterback. You're not going to be able to do that in the league. You're going to have to build. This isn't a 1 year thing. Yeah, we're crazy. If you think the Jags are going to have more than four wins next year, you're out of your mind with what's going on. I think Trevor Lawrence with a proven proven head coach, maybe somebody that's been calling plays in the NFL, maybe they could get to six wins. And I know some quarterbacks have that. Andrew Luck was worth what? He was worth what? 10-9 wins? Because what the Colts were 1-whatever, and then he got them to 10 wins. He's worth 9 wins. I get it.
Jags are better than 500 next year.
Yeah, I know.
Here's
my deal. I don't think.
Who are they stopping?
Here's the deal, though. I don't think the Jags are going to be the 500 team we're thinking about. They're six wins, maybe seven wins. It just depends. I mean, I haven't looked at their schedule, so I really don't know.
Yeah,
I know how Urban, but I know Urban Meyer's tendencies.
Cut Wingard.
In my opinion, Urban Meyer's got bitch tendencies. And I say that with the utmost respect to Urban Meyer. But here's my deal. I feel like he does have bitch tendencies. The dude did it. What did he do? What did he do in Ohio State? He goes to Ohio State. He doesn't have a great year. All of a sudden, he gets health problems, and he walks away. Like, it's gonna be the same thing. You're gonna go to the NFL where the big boys play. Okay,
I mean, a hell of a college coach, but
he was a hell of a college coach. But I'm just saying, like, it's the same old Urban Meyer. Like, he's gonna try this out. And I feel, give him a couple years. If he continues to lose, he's going to step down due to some sort of mental health or health issues. It's gonna give him a way out. I don't know. It's a big name, but this is it to me. Look at Saban going to Miami. It's so eerily similar, in my opinion. This is a very similar kind of feel. when you have a very, very highly sought after college coach making that NFL jump. And always say that, I'm always saying that honestly, is because I feel like as a college coach, he's able to do things, offer things. I'm not talking monetary shit. I'm just talking in general. There's a certain coaches that relate to players, but when you're in the NFL and it's a business, you can't handle certain people the way you would in college.
I agree.
I think Urban's going to come in. He's going to be under a lot of scrutiny.
He's going to have a long leash.
He's going to have a long leash with who?
With Sean Conn,
the fans.
The guy's broken the checks.
But as a fan.
Oh, the fans.
They
actually took a poll here. They did take a poll here a couple of days ago. They said it was like 25 or 30% were saying just live in the moment now, have a good time, live it up, feel good about it. There was like 15% said winning within 3 years is a strong possibility. And there was like 3% saying next year they would be either 500 or a winning franchise. So I mean, people here aren't expecting a quick turnaround with wins and playoffs. This is a buildup, because if you look at the roster, man, there is some young talent, but there's also a lot of holes. There's guys you got to pay. What are you going to do about Cam Robinson coming up? His contract's coming up. He's still relatively unproven. I like Cam Robinson. I think they should pay him, because you're not going to find another. You're going to have to experiment on another left tackle. And I like his pedigree. I like what I've seen, but he's been hurt a little bit. So I mean, there's a lot of decisions that need to be made, and big decisions. So we'll see what Urban does, because it's all up to him now. Because even if they get a GM, he's going to be a lame duck GM, because if Urban fails, the GM's gone.
Which is in turn just throwing away money if you're caught. If you're going to give all the reins to Urban Meyer in the first place, why even hire a GM and pay him money?
And for the life of me, how is Todd Wash still on the staff? How is the defensive coordinator? How did he make it? Tell me this. He came in with Gus Bradley in that broken defense with the Leos and the Autos and all that other bullshit. They came in with that, right? And then he survives Gus getting tossed. Doug Marrone comes in, says, we'll run the defense. We like the defense. We'll do it. Okay. And then Doug Marrone gets canned. The defense has been horrible through that whole tenure except for 1 year. 1 year they had an amazing year when they got to the AFC Championship game.
Every other year, dude,
there's just tight ends running wide open, backs out the backfield. Just horrible, dude. No pressure ever. Todd Wash, I'm telling you, if he survives this, and they don't get Charlie. Even if they get, I'd rather have Charlie Strong. I'd rather have a college defensive coordinator than Todd Wash. Get him out. In the NFL, dude, you got to be multiple. And he is stuck in the 4-3 like he's damn Bo Pelini at LSU.
Well,
you got to run a hybrid. You got to do something.
A lot of this is going to depend on how they draft and how they roll through free agency. But anyways, all right.
Sounds like Todd Wash needs to get out of Jacksonville.
So. Trevor Lawrence, we all agree, he's number one overall pick. He's ready to wear
the Jesus Shuttlesworth. Jaguars.
Hopefully so. We had a couple other people that made an impact this year. We're going to talk a little bit about impactful rookies, just a little bit. I want to touch on, because we did touch on this topic a little bit last week, Kyle, about rookie of the year. I want to get Dwight's take on this. I want people to understand. When I'm looking at it and I look for rookie of the year, Kyle, we know what you said last week. I'm not allowing you to back up. You're a Justin Jefferson fanboy. You've been on his couch for the longest time.
The dude's been balling. A lot of guys are fanboys for him. If that's what the qualifications to be a fanboy,
you was a fanboy way before. He had.
You're right. I didn't like the guy when he was a 3-star. Coming out balling and just growing, but I mean, yeah, I like Jordan Jefferson as rookie of the year. I don't think it's going to happen. It's a quarterback driven league.
Justin Jefferson
did his thing this year, but he's going to be, I mean, he's got
a lot of backing to be rookie of the year. I mean, he's broken a lot of records that have stood for a long time.
He broke Randy Moss. points.
Exactly. That's a tough record to break. And then, but it's like I said, it's a quarterback driven league. Your boy Justin Hebert. I'm gonna give it a little Louisiana flair to it. Little Justin Hebert.
That's Herbert. So,
he's gonna win rookie of the year. It's a quarterback driven league. They're gonna give it to him, man. And I get it. But it is what it is. He did. He balled, but that's still not a record. When you got a rookie breaking records, you know, that have stood for the last person to do it was one of the all time great receivers or one of the all time greats, Hall of Famers at that position. And he did it as a rookie.
No. You're saying he's broken records. He's breaking rookie records. You're talking about Justin Jefferson.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not anybody's rookie record. We're talking about Randy Moss's rookie record.
Randy Moss, bro. No. You're sitting here talking about Randy Moss. That's great. But when Randy Moss was a rookie, he set these records. Justin.
Absolute
animal. But Justin Herbert just legitimately broke all the rookie records for passing touchdowns and I think total touchdowns and everything. So it's not like he didn't do his job.
And who is the rookie that held those stats?
I don't know. I just know he broke the records. Probably Baker Mayfield's old.
Yeah, exactly. Baker Mayfield.
The one who's on your couch.
I'm not a Baker fan, bro. Listen, if the Browns had another quarterback, they're probably the favorite to go to the Super Bowl. Just because of roster alone, they're stacked.
I do have a side question.
Oh my god!
Just one side question for the.
I haven't heard Browns in the Super Bowl since I had to take a shit last night.
Side question for the diehard LSU fan with the couch and the tons of memorabilia on the background.
You like it? You like that Shaq? Look at that Shaq jersey, right?
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
That's Shaq, right there.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Just a question for you. Just a question. If your boy Burrows didn't get hurt, do you think we would still be having this conversation about?
Yeah. Because Justin Herbert played well all year. He actually had better numbers than Burrow. He just didn't have more yards. Burrow had more yards than Herbert. When they got hurt, Herbert had more touchdowns. I think they had the same amount of picks. I think Burrow might have had one more pick than Herbert.
Didn't he set the record? I think he set the record for 300-yard games or something.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. He had more yards. He had more yards, but in every other category, I mean, he had more picks. I mean, he didn't have as many touchdowns.
Sure.
He had him in yards, which, I mean, Burrow was slinging it. But, I mean
– it sucks. I wish Burrow would have stayed.
Yeah.
I mean, you would have been legitimately talking about Joe versus Joe. Listen, yep. Cincinnati, they suck.
They're horrible, and that's why they're not gonna draft a wide receiver, one of these prolific wide receivers, because they're gonna have to get offensive linemen.
Sure, and I think the Chargers aren't bad. You don't need offensive linemen as much because you have Justin Herbert, who's Burrow is mobile too, but you got Justin Herbert out there making throws and plays.
What, 6'5"?
Yeah, he's 6'6", 6'5", 6'6".
He can run. He's got a strong arm. So, I mean, he's going to win it. It's a quarterback-driven league, and the guy's earned it. So, I mean, he's going to get it.
So, Chase Young, I thought, had an absolute great year. Like I said, we're just talking impactful rookies. Chase Young, obviously on the defensive end. The dude from Carolina, Chin. Dude, where the – did he come from?
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, I know, obviously, he came whatever, but I'm just saying, like, that dude
–
hearing all about him because he was sacks, fumbles, touchdowns. He had like two touchdowns or something, like two games or one game or something like that.
I think he
picked up fumbles or whatever. I watched him, but he played.
He had a nice year. And then you can't forget about James Robinson. James Robinson was the only reason you would want to watch Jaguar football or even have a guy from the Jags on the fantasy team.
Gardner's mustache was pretty cool. I know the fact that speaking of fantasy,
guys, a backup quarterback in the league with some flair. And I mean, after the third game, it wears off, man. You could tell he's not the guy.
Right, but
he's not the guy.
If you would have drafted him, you would have got a free case of Bud Light. I'm just saying. They gave that away. James Robinson did good.
That's what he is, though. He's a circus show.
Chase Claypool, he did okay in Pittsburgh.
He did all right.
Tampa had two players. The dude on the line, Wirfs, and then they had the Winfield kid in the secondary. I liked him.
Let's not forget CeeDee Lamb.
He got beat up. He got touched up a little bit this year. CeeDee Lamb.
Come on, man.
He had an okay year. He had an okay year, but
too bad. I'm just saying, as far as I don't know. It's a
he was kind of like Claypool. They left more to be desired. Like you watched him and you wanted more out of them.
I can't look. CeeDee Lamb's gonna be a hell of a player.
Yeah, absolutely.
The reason why I say it is because he just didn't have anybody to throw him the ball this year. That's what hurt him. Which you had a lot of players that it happens that way. So, but all right, let's see what else we got. That's about it. All we got is one more topic. I want to talk about it. I want to talk about it.
Yeah, I want to get it off your chest because you were hurt.
Cheeseburger Eddie.
You are hurt.
So I get. We're gonna go ahead and we'll clear it with everything, so people will know what's going on. I'm a massive Rockets fan. I'm a huge Rockets fan. I've been pro Harden for several years. I've claimed from the top to the bottom, he is the best offensive player in the league. He can't be stopped. He can beat you off the dribble. He can step back. Whatever it is, if he wants it, he can get it. They can't stop the guy. He doesn't show up in the playoffs. He never has. I don't know. Like, I have mixed feelings about it because, like I said, the guy come in there and said he would never leave Houston. He said he would always be here. I don't know. I don't know who's worse, him or Kyrie Irving.
Oof.
Because
Kyrie did give he kind of said that he would come back. He's gonna play, which me and you talked off air. We thought that he was gonna be gone. I thought he wanted to go to LA. Like after seeing everything, how it transpired, and how you were telling me with Steve Nash and Harden came. And then randomly, randomly he gets these photos from a birthday party surface where he's not wearing a mask. Now he's getting fined and suspended by the league. So I mean, there's a lot of weird stuff going on. And I honestly thought he was going to go to the lake. I really thought this was a push to get out of Brooklyn. I really did, and I think. A lot of people are on Harden. I don't like the move. I don't care that he left.
Even on him too.
I do not care.
Now he's got all his outfits.
Yeah. He's chunky, man. He put it on. He's a fullback in the NFL. But honestly, I don't care that he left Houston. That's why I don't have an issue with that. Everyone has an issue with him leaving Houston. I don't have an issue with that. Well, I have an issue with him going to Brooklyn.
It's not the issue with him leaving Houston. It's the issue with him saying, "I'll never leave this city." And then
you can't hold an athlete to that, though.
You're right, but here's my deal. Yeah. You're right. I understand that completely. But it's like I watched the Boogie Cousins thing, and he literally said, "You know what he said? It was well before."
Yeah, and that's what Boogie said. That's what Boogie said.
Been done with Houston this whole year. Yeah. First of all. Secondarily, I believe Marcus Spears, I believe, or KP, Kendrick Perkins, one of them said it. He said, "You can't sit there and tell me that you're for that city. You are for that city when that city said they've done everything for you." And it's true. Look at what they've done. Oh, give me Dwight Howard.
They brought a lot. Okay? Yeah.
Dwight Howard sucked. Yeah. Well, give me Chris Paul.
Chris Paul.
And he destroyed it. Oh, give me Westbrook.
Russell Westbrook, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what more do you want, first of all, James? What more do you want? The city has done everything for you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what bothers me about it. Now, at the end of the day, though, I mean, unfortunately, this is not the NFL. This is not like where the draft picks are very valuable, because the Rockets ended up getting like – 3 players and like 8 picks out of this whole ordeal. They got three from Brooklyn. Unprotected. First round. Unprotected, which, so you know, okay. Picks. Yeah, but – and then they had four Brooklyn first-rounder swaps. So – and then Milwaukee gave them a pick.
The Cavs were the doormat of that trade. Dude,
Jared Allen and Taurean Prince, that's who the Cavs got, which we talked about this already with the Cavs anyway. I mean, they're in a downward spiral. Their leader is Kevin Love, who's unfortunately not a – I don't find him – he's going through whatever
issues. He's got some issues going on right now.
Some health stuff, and, you know, a lot of it is – it's serious. It's serious off-the-court stuff. And, I mean, obviously it's going to be serious on the court, but that prevents him from, in my opinion, being a good leader and being able to run a team. So
outside of LeBron's been in the Cavs, I mean the Cavs have always been horrible. Even with five number one picks or three number one picks three years in a row or three out of the 4 years, they've still been horrible.
They've wasted them.
Deion Waiters.
Who is Anthony Bennett?
Exactly.
Everybody had who was supposed I don't remember who was supposed to be the pick that year over Anthony Bennett, but they picked Anthony Bennett.
Yeah. Horrible.
It sounds like Houston. Oh, anyways, well, what do you think, Dwight? What do you think? I mean,
I'm sensing a lot of hostility coming from you.
Really. He's hurt. He's hurt by it. He just might as well mute the mic. Look out.
For a second there, I really felt like he took all of his jerseys and took them outside and just put them in a burn pile or something.
Oh, he burned them. You're absolutely right. He burned the hell out of them.
I have my Harden jersey, but they said I can go to Houston and turn them in, and I'll get like a $5 gift card to Sonic.
Hold on. So in Houston, they treated Harden like he's Aaron Hernandez. That's who they treated him like. Come in, bring your jersey in. Well, he's on, killed the morale of the city. Come he's on, a murderer. Bro. He's killed the morale come of the whole on, entire bro. Metropolitan city.
Wow.
I think, Dwight, you touched on it, though. It's the super team aspect. Kyle, you touched on it. Like, he went to Brooklyn.
Well, here, I don't have a problem with making a super team, which we talked with Lou. Lou might be on the show, too, as well. But we talked about it, and the league was, for the most part, they had some parity as far as, like, everything was kind of even. There really no super teams. I get Braun and AD, but that's not really a super team. Clay's out this year. Wiseman could have been their third because Wiseman's a good player, but
he's gonna be great.
Yeah, I really just don't like to the Nets because you got three guys that demand the ball. Me and you talked about it. Three guys that need the ball when they do what they do. Kyrie is gonna shake and bake you. He's like a damn Harlem Globetrotter, you know. He needs the ball in his hand. KD is the only one that can spot and shoot, but KD at the end of the day don't want a damn spot and shoot. KD wants the ball. So
What did Barkley say? I cannot think of that comment he made. Talking about he went from KD went from the Splash Brothers to the Dribble Brothers or something.
Yeah. I mean, dude, there will be no more air
every time.
There's gonna be no more air in the ball. You ask what else did James Harden need? You know what James Harden needs? Another basketball on the court because the Nets, I don't know how.
Yes, I'm salty. Get over it. Okay. I'm gonna hate on it. Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
his warm-ups, how tight they are. Oh my God.
He's dad bod. He's got the dad bod.
He came to training camp that week. Come on, man.
Touch on what you were
shredded in about 2 weeks. Watch, he's gonna get on his new diet.
He will be.
But he's happy now.
I mean, listen, how are they gonna pay all these guys?
That's a lot of freaking money, dude.
They
have nothing. I was looking at the roster, they have three open spots, and they're looking up to all these veteran minimum deals because Harden
didn't take a max deal, did he? Is Harden still on that? Is still like on a big deal right now?
Oh my God, yes,
yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, that dude's still paid right now.
Yeah, I thought he was getting paid out.
They're all getting paid. So
yeah.
Anyways, yeah. I don't know.
What a way to end that with a bang.
This is whatever, dude. Oof. And I think you did that on purpose. You put it on last on list on purpose. I knew you were gonna do this.
Hey, I gotta ruffle you up before I go, so you don't try to pop shop me. all throughout the episode. Yeah. So I got to pop shot you at the end so you could just stew on it. You know what I'm saying? Sleep on it. You know, Kim did put in the comments that she had put Kleenex right next to your bed for the past three nights because of it.
Pays to have someone thoughtful on your side, man.
So, hey,
Dwight, appreciate you coming on the show, man. It was awesome. For time. Sure. Definitely going to have you back.
Appreciate it. Yes, guys, definitely.
We made your picks. I could put them. I think I could put them on the page or something like that. Look at it, dude. Just think about it. Think about the Browns upsetting the Chiefs this weekend.
I'm telling you. So you're out there, and you can get in contact with somebody to put some money down.
So I know what I'm
telling you, man. Yeah, listen to the man. I've seen it firsthand. I've played tickets with this guy, and I'm telling you guys, listen to him. If you want to make some money, listen to what Dwight's got to say on these tickets, and he'll get you there.
So yes, last thing before we get going, I'm gonna do one quick thing. Make it quick. Because we well over time, which is okay. I'm okay. I mean, it's not like we got a limit anyway. Yeah. Deshaun Watson, is he staying in Houston or where's he going?
You read my mind right there, man. I wanted to say something about him flirting with Sam. You saw the picture? He's gone. I think he's gone. But here's the thing. It's tough because Houston isn't going to get rid of him. Houston doesn't want to get rid of their two top premier athletes in the city. In the same week.
Hopkins earlier this year for absolutely nothing, too. So keep going. Well, about the shit show that's the Houston Texans.
Oh, God. So I don't think that they want to do that and really just shock the entire city just to the point where they don't even go to games anymore.
Yeah. If they do, they're going to pay a lot of value. I mean, they don't go anyway right now.
I mean, Deshaun's being smart about it. He's actually looking at suitors that have something to give back to Houston so he can leave. So he's not being just stupid and belligerent about it and just being like, yeah, send me wherever where they don't have any type of assets to give back. Like the Saints could possibly give Michael Thomas, maybe, I don't know, Jameis Winston in a pick maybe, you know. And
Breeze gets hurt, you putting him in?
No, I think Taysom's going in.
Wow.
Hey. Yeah, hey, I'm telling you, if he gets hurt, Taysom's going in.
So, anyways, hey, guys, look, thank y'all for tuning in tonight. Appreciate it. Like the page. Share it. We're going to – episode, by the way, appreciate you for stopping. This is the first episode of season two or three. I don't even know what season we're on anymore, but this is the first one. It's going on the podcast. You'll be able to – we'll put the links up. You'll be able to find us on Apple Podcast, Spotify, Anchor, wherever your podcasts are at. I don't know where all these podcasts go anyway. I just put them in Anchor, and then it just uploads everything for me. But I'll find the links. I'll get them to you. And I'm so out of whack with that shit anyway right now.
I'll have Harden the coffee.
Harden got some messed up.
Next week. Appreciate you, D. Thanks, brother.
Yeah, appreciate you. Thank you, Dwight, for coming on. I appreciate your time. Appreciate you giving us your knowledge and coming in and sharing a little bit of your banner with us, you know. And I appreciate you having my back, picking on Kyle because he's a piece of shit.
Anyway. He needs someone to team up with him. You can't.
Whenever you're ready, I'll go over there. I'm telling you, I need that one-on-one set up, dude. And I need Dwight, you can hold the camera.
You know, we're gonna do a garage slap boxing match where we get the boxing gloves out.
I'll box you, put you on the court, whatever you need, dude.
Oh, it'd be the court. I figured you won't want the court, man. I figured you were off that kick. You're getting older, man. James Harden.
I might not want the baseball diamond, but I'll drop the court any day.
I figured
any day of the week. So all right,
yeah, we can run a little tripod.
Yeah, something.
Sports match here.
That's it. So, yeah. All right, guys. Appreciate it. Thank y'all so much for tuning in.
See you.
We're going to do this again next week. Be ready. Monday or Tuesday night. Not sure of the complete dates. I believe Tuesday night, I think, is what we're thinking about. Tuesday night, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m., 4 p.m., 6 – I don't know, 6 p.m. on the – I don't know what – whatever the time it is. 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, Tuesday night. Thank y'all for tuning in. Y'all have a great night.
See you. Peace.